Vice President Joe Biden and Secretary of Education Arne Duncan were in Orlando today and emphasized how federal stimulus dollars have been used for schools. Biden, whose wife is a teacher, spoke to about 150 teachers, parents, students, and politicians at Jackson Middle School.
In one fell swoop out of this Recovery Act, one-seventh of the act almost goes directly to education. Arne has the ability under his control and in his hands to disseminate a total of over $100 billion in 18 months in education. And we don't want to just restore the status quo. We want to make sure that when we come out of this great recession, and we will, that we don't come out with the same education system, the same energy system, the same healthcare system that we went into it with. That we don't come out with so many people in the middle class being left behind.
Biden says the Recovery Act was not just $787 billion of public works projects. It's also relief for people who have suffered the most from the economic meltdown.
And we put $175 billion or thereabouts in, gave money to the states. Why? To keep Medicaid going. Health care for the poor. Well, guess what? An awful lot of those new unemployed are now in the ranks of the poor. What are we going to say? Should we say, no, 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 we're not going to worry about whether or not there's health care available because states couldn't afford to do it. They were cutting the Medicaid rolls because they got to balance their budgets. So we put a lot of money into that. We put a lot of money into seeing to it that people are able to keep their health insurance if they had it through COBRA when they lost their jobs.
Education Secretary Arne Duncan says that funding from the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act has saved jobs at Jackson Middle School, in the Orange County School District, and throughout the state.
In this one school here, without the Recovery Act money, 16 teachers wouldn't be here this fall as we start school. Think what that would mean for our young students. As you look around the county in Orange County, 1,655 teachers wouldn't be teaching, counselors, social workers. And you look at the state, 26,000 jobs saved. And thanks to the Vice President's leadership, thanks to the President's leadership, thanks to an unbelievably generous Congress, what we've tried to do is stave off an education catastrophe. We have to get dramatically better as a country.
Duncan, who previously had the title of CEO of Chicago Public Schools, suggested that one way to improve the country's educational system would be to increase the number of hours in a school day, increase the number of school days in a week, and lengthen the school year. He also favors an accountability system that uses data to track progress of students.
We have to talk about comprehensive data systems, tracking students throughout their educational trajectory, tracking students back to teachers, tracking teachers back to the schools of education so we can understand which schools of education are producing the teachers that are producing the students that are going to learn the most and showing the most gain. In Florida, I'm pleased to say, has got one of the best data systems in the country. And again, you guys are really at the forefront there.
Both Biden and Duncan suggested that what they're calling a race to the top fund would be used to challenge the educational status quo.
And so what we want to do with unprecedented discretionary dollars through the stimulus package, through the Recovery Act, we want to invest hundreds of millions of dollars in states, in districts, in nonprofits that are willing to challenge the status quo in all four of those areas. Great teachers, great data systems, high standards, turning around funding failing schools. And if we do that in this race to the top fund, we will show the country what's possible.
Lisa Ferreira is a 7th grade ESOL reading teacher at Jackson Middle School, but she has three other jobs in order to make ends meet. Even though she voted for the Obama-Biden ticket, until Wednesday, Ferreira had negative feelings toward the progress of the administration.
I was actually taken aback. I was very shocked to hear what he said. Usually kind of very negative towards everything that's been going on with the change and what's really been happening. And just to listen that, to them speak from the heart and know that they actually do have a passion, Secretary Duncan, the things that he said, and also Vice President Joe Biden, who has been living with teachers for 40 years, and to know that he knows that we go home all night long and grade papers just as his wife does, and it kind of brings it more at home and knows that we actually do have the support, whereas before I didn't think we did, so I was glad to be here.
Janet Rasmussen, a parent of a 7th grader at Jackson Middle, agrees that stimulus funding helps education.
What they're doing is helping. I mean, I think that it helped a lot with Jackson saving teachers for this school specifically. I just think that a lot of funding is going to be necessary to help increase our students' performance in schools here in Orange County.
Another teacher at Jackson Middle, Jacqueline Centeno, is the compliance teacher for the ESOL department.
I think that the stimulus fund is going to help a lot. It's kept a lot of our teachers working, which is great. We didn't have such a huge impact as we thought in losing our teachers and our staff. I think that when the money comes in, we're going to have a lot more programs available for our students.
Like the other teachers and parents WMNF spoke with, Centeno agrees with Education Secretary Arne Duncan that longer school hours would benefit students.
I totally agree. I was thinking about that. I went on a trip to Korea to visit my daughter, and they have 10-hour days, 6-hour weeks, but their scores are extremely high. Their kids are well-educated. When they come here, you can see the difference, actually, with the Asian kids. So I think that's really a good idea.
Suki Yang's daughter is in the 7th grade International Baccalaureate program at Jackson Middle.
Yes, I'm in favor of, because I think especially for the young kids, that's the times that they have. They don't have to worry about work to provide, and so they have to take advantage of this time. Of course, not just because the school here is not just like study. School provides a lot of opportunity for them to grow.